还是来读几处圣经。
Let's start with reading some scriptures.
哥林多后书十一章二到三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 and 3.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
14节到15节
Verses 14 and 15.
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的猜疑若装作仁义的猜疑也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
And no wonder, for Satan himself pretends to be an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants pretend as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve.
十二章二到四节
Chapter 12 verses 2 to 4
我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认得这人，或在身内或在身外我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听到隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heavenWhether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to the paradise. He heard inexpressible things that man is not permitted to tell.
七节到九节
Chapter 12, verses 7 to 9
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的猜疑要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses,So that Christ's power may rest on me.
十三章三到四节
Chapter 13, verses 3 and 4.
你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样同他软弱。但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
Since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me, he is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power, we will live with him to serve you.
十四节
Verses 14
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
哥林多后书在新约圣经非常宝贵的一本书。
2 Corinthians is a very precious book in the New Testament.
因为这本书保罗说到他自己的经历。
Because in this very book, Paul talked about his personal spiritual experience.
保罗的经历何等宝贵。
And that is very precious.
保罗的经历2000年来没有人能赶上。
He has such an experience that over the past 2000 years, no one surpassed him.
今天我们要读的是保罗最大的经历。
And today we'll discuss the greatest experience that Paul had.
在一开始保罗说我把你们许配给基督。
In the beginning, in chapter 11, he said, I promise you to one husband, Christ.
叫你们要贞洁的童女许配给基督。
That I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
圣经是本约书。
And the Bible is a book of covenant.
什么叫做约？
What is covenant?
约就是人中间有了重大的事情。
That means between men there is a great thing.
大家就先要立个约。
So we need to make a covenant for.
就双方都是要遵照约里面的话做。
So that both parties will comply to the requirements in the covenant.
不能违背约。
We should not obey it.
国家有了大事更是这样。
The same way between nations.
大家立个约。
Between nations, they are covenants, agreements.
我说的话没有凭证。
So my words are useless.
你说的话也不可靠。
And your words are not reliable.
我们立个约。
Therefore, let us make an agreement.
我没有人可以违背约。
Because we should keep our agreement.
有了约，一定要照着约里的话做。
Once we have an agreement, a covenant, we need to comply.
所以约是最重要的事。
Therefore, a covenant is a very important thing.
圣经就本约书。
And the Bible is a book of covenant.
那是神和人立的约。
It's a covenant between God and man.
那是最大的约。
And that is the greatest covenant you can find.
所以神的儿女要好好读圣经啊。
Therefore, children of God, we have to read the Bible well.
神和我们立的约。
Because this is a covenant between God and us.
神是无所不能的神。
God is an almighty God.
把所有的应许都要兑现的。
And he needs to fulfill all his promises.
他说到将来的情形。
He talked about the future to us.
必定要实现的。
And it will be fulfilled.
他讲到我们神的儿女将来在荣耀的命运是怎样的。
And he talked about our faith in glory.
必定要出现的。
It will be fulfilled.
所以我们要好好读圣经啊。
That's why we need to read the Bible well.
我看你们这里年轻弟兄姊妹很多。
I see there are a lot of young people among you.
我在年轻时候那可是花功夫读圣经啊。
When I was young, I spent a lot of time studying Bible.
这是我的产业。
Because I consider this is my property.
这个神给我立的约。
This is an agreement God has for me.
别的事情我靠不住。
All the other things in this world are not reliable.
圣经永远靠得住的。
The Bible stands still forever.
神不是因为被打败的神。
God cannot be defeated.
神是永远得胜的神。
But always victorious.
他怎样说就怎样行。
Therefore he says this, it will be done accordingly.
所以今天弟兄姊妹都要知道我们这本圣经。
Therefore brothers sister, read the Bible well.
是本约书。
And know that this is a covenant.
新约圣经最后什么呢？
And what is the end at the new covenant?
最后新耶路撒冷出现了。
That is the appearing of the new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷并不是重在说一座城。
And it's not important because it's a city.
那说到基督的心腹。
But it talks about it's the bride of the Lamb.
说到羔羊的妻。
And the wife of the Lamb.
教会的最后的命运。
And that is our ultimate fate as a church.
最后教会出现什么光景呢？
That what is the final condition of his church?
教会成为基督的心腹。
That church one day will become the bride of Christ.
成为羔羊的妻。
To be the wife of the Lamb.
所以我们要好好读圣经啊。
Therefore we need to read the Bible carefully.
我们不是走一个没有担保的将来的。
We are not having this future that has no guarantee.
我们基督徒的将来都是 绝对担保的。
Instead, Christians, we have future that's fully guaranteed by God.
神放在他的约的里面。
Because God has made a covenant with us.
所以今生我们活在地上几十年。
Therefore, in our short life here on earth,
好好追求主。
We need to invest our life to pursue the Lord.
追求永远的事。
To pursue what is eternal.
最后要出现的事。
Something that will appear at the end.
当主再来的时候，我们和他一同进荣耀。
So when Jesus returns, we will be with him in glory together.
所以我们的地位多尊贵。
How honorable that is.
我们的身份多荣耀。
How great is our position.
所以保罗说我把你们许配给基督。
That's why Paul says, I promise you to one husband Christ.
像贞洁的童女一样。
I might present you as a pure virgin.
所有的罪都要脱离。
Because all the sins will be done away with.
所有的世界都要出去。
All the power impact the world will be dealt with.
因为我们要许配给基督啊。
Because we'll be...His bride.
我们的一生的工作是什么？
So what is the work and purpose of our lives?
用我们短暂的年日。
Is to use our limited life.
怎么像耶稣基督。
To become more and more like Jesus Christ.
让神的儿子从我们身上活出来。
Let the Son of God, His beauty be lived out through us.
所以这是我们一生的年日要做的事。
So that is the goal and the purpose of our lives on earth.
好好追求主啊。
That is to pursue the Lord.This is the very first thing.
许配给基督。
That we have been wedded to Christ.
我们是教会的主的新妇。
We are the Lord's wife.
我们有这么尊贵的地位。
Such an honorable position.
所以要脱离一切卑贱的事。
Therefore, we need to leave all the filthy things behind.
第二件事，保罗说。
And the second thing he talks about here.
撒旦。有的时候也装作光明的天使。
That Satan sometimes pretends to be an angel of light.
这是撒旦经常用的一个诡计。
And this is a trick he uses all the time.
我常常说撒旦有两个脸面呢。
You know, Satan has two faces.
有的时候他是黑脸。
Sometimes he's that dark face.
有的时候是白脸。
Sometimes that bright face.
什么叫做黑脸白脸呢？
What is the dark versus the bright faces for?
黑脸。撒旦用他最凶恶的脸出现。
It's his most severe, very fierce face.
很可怕的。
It's very dreadful to look
at. 那是撒旦要逼迫教会的时候。
That's when he persecutes church.
这些日子我们一直听见消息，中国大陆又开始逼迫教会了。
For example, we heard all the recent persecutions to church in China these days.
他们一直是这样的。
And that's what Satan does.
要叫教会的领袖要签约。
And they force the leader of church to sign this agreement.
只许你自己信主。
That they will agree, they will be believers only.
不能带别人信主。
Yeah, they are not allowed to lead other people to Christ.
教会领袖怎么能签这个约？
How can be a true leader of church agree to such an agreement?
签这个约就是我们放弃传福音了。
Because once you agree to that, means you can't preach the gospel anymore.
我们不许传福音了。
That we are not allowed to preach gospel anymore.
当然不签这个约。
Of course, no true leaders.
可怕的手段逼迫教会了。
But there is a consequence, dreadful consequence.
这是撒旦的黑脸。
And that is the dark face of Satan.
撒旦不是一直出来黑脸的。
But he doesn't always appear with his dark face.
有时候也用白脸。
Sometimes it's a bright face.
他变得很可爱的。
Something very lovable.
在当初主耶稣在地上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
撒旦就是黑脸。
Satan was with his darkness.
那正确是罗马帝国。
And that face was revealed through the Roman Empire.
当主耶稣复活之后。
After Jesus was resurrected.
罗马帝国经过十个君王。
And through 10 rulers of Roman Empire.
100年的时间逼迫教会。
Cross over 100 years, they persecuted church.
我们称它为百年大逼迫。
And that's called the Great Persecution of 100 years.
我们人一生活到100岁的人很少。
Not many people can live up to 100 years, right?
就很多怪神的儿女一生在逼迫里面。
Which for some Christians, all their life they were under persecution.
很可怕的逼迫。
That was dreadful persecution.
而且他们用各种可怕的刑罚。
And so many different cruel punishments for Christians.
那个撒旦出来黑脸的时候。
That was the time Satan appeared with his dark face.
过了100年。
After after that 100 years,
他知道逼迫教会这个办法没有用。
He realized that persecution is going to cut it.
越逼迫教会越刚强。
Because the more persecution happened, the stronger the church became.
今天两千年过去了。
So over 2,000 years now.
这个事情永远不变的。
And one thing doesn't change.
哪里要逼迫教会？
Wherever there's persecution against church.
那里的教会一定最刚强。
And that church ended to become the most strong spiritual.
教会的光景一定最好。
And their condition of the church would be the best.
罗马帝国逼迫教会。
And so when Roman Empire persecuted church,
光在罗马一个城里面殉道的人上百万。
And there are over 1 million Christians were martyred in the city of Rome alone.
光在罗马教会里有一句流行的话。
Therefore, there was this popular saying.
倒下去一个。
That one Christian martyred.
站起了两个。
Two will stand up.
越杀越多了。
The more you persecute, the more Christians we become.
七十年的时间。
Over 7 decades.
福音太快的速度偏传了。
And the gospel was spread like fire rapidly.
撒旦知道逼迫没有用了。
Therefore, Satan knew persecution is not going to work.
换一个白脸了。
So he changed his face.
有一个君王非常有名啊。
There was a famous ruler.
他名叫 Constantine.
And it was King Constantine.
他起来了。
He was raised.
他现在完全改变政策了。
He changed the policy of the nation completely.
基督教是国教。
He decided that Christianity will be the national faith.
谁来受浸成为基督徒？
So if you are baptized to become a Christian in this country,
送给他一件袍子。
We will give you a gift, a robe.
送给他十两银子。
And also some money.
这下全罗马人民都变成基督徒了。
And suddenly everybody in the nation of Roman decides to become a Christian.
用一百年的逼迫不能成功的事。
Since the persecution over 100 years didn't work,
Constantine 一下成功了。
It suddenly worked out when he became the ruler.
差不多把教会消灭了。
The church was almost diminished.
所有不信的人都变成基督徒了。
Because a lot of non-believers now claim they are Christians.
这是撒旦的白脸。
And that is the bright face of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们说白脸比黑脸更可怕。
You know, sometimes the white face, light face is more dreadful than the dark face.
黑脸是逼迫。
The dark face persecutes others.
白脸是腐化。
And yet the light face, the bright face corrupts.
逼迫不能成功。
If I cannot succeed through persecution,
另一个手段啊。
Then I will try to change.
用腐化的政策。
Through corruption.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道好几个弟兄。
I have known so many Christians.
他们在中国大陆。
When they were in China.
抵抗那个政治的逼迫。
When they were persecuted, they resisted strongly.
站得很坚强。
They stood firm.
因为他们到了美国来的。
But once they migrated to the United States,
美国没有基督徒逼迫基督徒。
No one feared to persecute them outwardly.
但是这里上但是另外一个脸了。
But they had no idea Satan changed his mask.
有腐化的力量了。
Through the power of corruption.
在中国大陆站得很好的基督徒啊。
Christian who stand still in China,
到了美国反而软弱了。
They became weak in this land.
他们在世界面前站不住了。
Because they could not resist the power of the world.
他们能抗撒旦的黑脸。
They were able to discern and resist the dark face of Satan.
不能抗撒旦的白脸。
Yet they could not defeat the bright face of Satan.
腐化要比逼迫更厉害。
You know, corruption sometimes more powerful than persecution.
撒旦也装作光明的天使。
So Satan pretends to be an angel of light.
在我们的环境里常常是这样。
And that is so in our environment all the time.
我们在一个艰难的环境中。
Sometimes when time is hard,
站得很好。
We stand still.
我们很刚强。
We're strong.
一下给我们有好的环境了。
But sometimes when the circumstance change become easier,
不受生活的压迫了。
No longer pressured.
主也给我们平坦的道路了。
And the Lord gave us smooth way.
反而软弱了。
We suddenly became weaker.
只有撒旦经常两个脸。
So remember, Satan has two faces.
他交换着使用的。
And he used it interchangeably.
黑脸白脸。
The dark face, the bright face.
大家明白我讲的意思了。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
下面保罗说他的最大的经历了。
And now he talked about his greatest experience.
主把他提到三层天。
He was caught up to the third heaven.
主也把他提到乐园。
Also the paradise.
听见了人不能说的话语。
He heard things that's inexpressible.
隐秘的话语。
Something of secret.
保罗讲这两个经历别人没有过的。
He has this experience that not many people have.
两千年我们只听见保罗嘛，到过三圣殿，到过乐园。
For over 2,000 years, we only heard that Paul has some experience like this.
我们先要明白什么叫做三圣殿呢
？First of all, we need to understand what is the third heaven.
什么叫做乐园呢
？What is paradise?
圣经把天分作三种不同的天。
In the Bible, there are three kinds of heavens.
第一种天，空气天。
One is the atmosphere.
那就是我们看见的我们飞机飞过来飞过去就空气天。
It's the sky that we can see with our naked eyes, where airplane flies.
我们飞机飞来飞过飞过去空气天很好。
And that is the atmosphere.
保罗在以弗所第六章
Ephesians chapter 6
讲到属灵征战
Paul talks about the spiritual warfare
撒旦的政府就在空气天
And the ruler of the prince of air His government is in the atmosphere
保罗称他为空中执政掌权者
Because Paul called him the ruler of the air
我们不是和属血气的人征战
He said we're not fighting against the flesh
是空中就是掌权的人征战
But the prince that's in the air
我们打的征战的对象是鬼魔
And our opponents are devils
不是人
Not human beings
但是我们在地上撒旦一直借助人来逼迫我们
But when we live on earth Satan used human beings to attack us
所以我们很容易把这个对象变作人了
Therefore easily we consider human beings our opponents
所以说弟兄姊妹要注意这件事啊
But we need to have a clear differentiation
什么时候我们以人做征战的对象
Don't consider man our opponent
我们已经输了
Whenever you think of that way we lost already
我们不知道我们征战的对手是谁啊
Because we have made a mistake in identifying who our foes are
撒旦在一切的人事物的后面
Because Satan is hiding behind all things and people
他有所有的人
He controlled people
他可以使用所有东西来攻击我们
He used all kinds of things and people to attack us
但是我们认准了
But we need to know
这一些人事物不是我们的仇敌
Our people are not our enemies
仇敌是撒旦
Our enemies is Satan
仇敌是一些人事后面的鬼魔
And our enemy is the devil that's behind human or things
他们掌控着一切人事
They control these people
可以给神的儿女各种各样不同的逼迫
And gave all kind of persecution to us
我们知道我们征战的对象是谁
Therefore do we know to whom we're fighting
这是第一步
That's the first thing we need to know
圣经从来讲到属灵征战
And then when Bible talks about the spiritual warfare
从来没叫我们追着打仇敌
He never asked to chase after Satan
所以有的弟兄姊妹很勇敢的确追着打仇敌
Some brothers and sisters are pretty courageous They will go after Satan
最后被仇敌打了
But the problem sometimes they are defeated by them
保罗给我们一个秘诀
Paul has told us the secret of victory
不是追着打仇敌
Don't chase after Satan
在以弗所六章保罗一直用一句话
Therefore in Ephesians chapter 6 he said this
站住
Stand firm
站住
Stand
站住就得胜
Stand, when you stand, you win
仇敌攻不到我们
Because we are standing a place where Satan cannot reach
我们就胜了
We have won the victory
大家明白这件事没有
Do you understand?
不要追着仇敌去打
Don't chase enemies around
任何危难的环境中
In all situations
什么叫做我们得胜
What does it mean by win the victory?
我们站住
When we stand still,
仇敌攻不倒我
we are standing at the place where Satan cannot reach us.
我就已经胜了。
We have won the victory.
空气天
In the atmosphere, heaven.
第一层的天
That is the first layer of heaven.
第二层的天
well, Then we have a second layer of heaven.
我们称它为宇宙天
That is the universe.
那就是科学家，所以也就是太空
That is the space that investigated and researched by scientists.
美国研究外太空最厉害了
And this country researched the most about the universe.
外太空人所知道的非常有限
Yeah, we can discover very limitedly what's in the universe.
是到过月球
The farthest we have reached is the moon.
美国太空中心
And the space center here
wants
to go to Mars.
现在离开去火星还远了。
Yeah, we're still far away from that.
就算你到了火星了。
So what if you landed on Mars?
你走的路呢就很短很短。
That's still a very baby step in understanding the universe.
大的无限了。
Because the universe is so great.
我每一月都看几本杂志。
I like to read magazines.
就科学杂志。
Scientific magazines.
然后有一本就讲太空。
And one magazine likes to talk about the space.
就多半的科学家都是美国人，也有些日本人。
Most of the scientists are American and some are Japanese.
他们也就太空。
They research on space.
太空学家讲一句话。
And they say this.
太空没有边界。
The space is without boundary.
太空无限大。
It's unlimited.
他的科学家他这样的话讲错了。
Yeah, I think he was wrong.
太空再大。
No matter how immense the universe is,
还是有边界。
There's still a limit to it.
还是有限。
There's still a limitation.
我们称太空为宇宙天。
We call the space the universe sky.
宇宙天之外还有三层天。
After this layer, there's a third heaven.
三层天是今天人类不知道的了。
And that is heaven that you and I do not know.
我们省的儿女知道。
Yet children do not know.
三层天是省的居所。
Because that's where God dwells.
那是主。没有来到地上以前生活的地方。
That's where Jesus lived before he came into the earth.
只有主耶稣从三层天而来。
Only Jesus came from the third heaven to this world.
所以主道成肉身是太大的事啊。
Therefore, this is such a great thing for the Lord to be the Word became flesh.
主一下跨过整个宇宙天了。
And instantly he crossed all heavens.
主没有时间空间的问题。
To the Lord, there's no limitation of time or space.
他一动一念他就在地上了。
Just one thought, he was here.
已经跨过太空了。
He crossed all the heavens.
就来到地上了。
He came into this world.
主升天要跨过宇宙天的。
And when he ascended back to the third heaven, he crossed through the sky to the universe.
大事。
So that is a great thing.
他在三层天了。
He is now at the third heaven.
在三层天进荣耀。
That's where his glory is. He was glorified there.
登宝座。
He enthroned in the third heaven.
我们离开三层太远了。
And we are so far away from the third heaven.
人类不懂三层天。
And human being cannot understand.
除了主耶稣之外。
Other than the Lord Jesus.
只有保罗到三层天。
Only Paul reached as far as the third heaven.
所以这种圣经叫保罗到三层天，太大的事了。
So this passage, Paul talked about that he was caught up to the third heaven.
保罗一个人的身份。
He was a man.
用一个人的身体
and with a human body,
一直进到三层天了
he went directly into the third heaven
他不仅到过三层天
not only he was caught up into the third heaven
也到乐园
he also went to the paradise
乐园就是圣经的名字了
and this is a term used in the Bible
什么叫乐园呢
what is paradise
那是主耶稣在路加福音二十三章提起来的
and Jesus mentioned this place in Luke chapter 23
那张圣经主耶稣钉十字架
when he was crucified
主耶稣十字架的当中
while he was on the cross
他右面钉一个罪人
At his right hand side was a sinner, crucified.
左面钉一个罪人。
His left hand side was another sinner.
两个罪人预表地上所有的罪人。
These two sinners represented all the human sinners.
有一个罪人代表蒙恩的罪人。
One is the sinner that's saved by grace.
另外一个罪人代表灭亡的罪人。
One represents all the sinners that eventually fall.
两个全都一个蒙恩，
perish.
一个灭亡了。
And one.Was saved, one perished.
十字架把他们永远分开了。
And the cross of the Lord divides these two kinds forever.
他们钉十字架以前可能是好朋友。
And they may be good friends prior to that.
一起作恶，一起做强盗的事。
Because they did the wrong thing together, they were robbers together.
但在十字架上。
Yet.On the cross,
一个悔改了
one repented,
一个不接受救恩
one refused the salvation,
永远分开了
Therefore, these two people were forever divided apart.
十字架把全人类都分开了
In the same way, the cross divided a whole human being.
我们信主的人
those who believe,
我们还是罪人
still sinners,
我们是蒙恩的罪人
but sinners saved by grace,
信主的人
those who
那个叫做灭亡的罪人
they are sinner that perished
所以传福音多重要啊。
Therefore, so important to preach the gospel.
我们要救人脱离永死啊。
We have to save people out of eternal death.
脱离永远灭亡啊。
The eternal punishment.
死就决定了一切了。
Once you die, it is done. It's determined.
这两个强盗在十字架上。
And these two robbers.
一个灭亡的罪人。
One is a robber that eventually perished.
自己面对死亡了。
He was facing death himself.
还要讥诮主耶稣。
He still had energy to mock Jesus.
耶稣啊，你若是神的儿子。
Jesus, if you were the Son of God,
跳下来啊。
Why don't you just jump off the cross?
救你自己也救我们啊。
Save yourself and save us.
另外一个在十字架上。
The other robber to his right.
他一下蒙了大恩了。
Suddenly he was so blessed.
主开他的眼了。
Because his eyes were opened by the Lord.
钉大重钉在十字架这一位。
And this one, he said, this one who's crucified.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是万人的救主啊。
He is the Savior of all men.
他就责备那个强盗。
Therefore this robber rebuked the other robber.
我们所受的。
What we are experiencing,
是我们该受的。
We deserve.
但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
Yet this man has done nothing wrong.
说到这里也没什么稀奇。
And you know, this is still okay, this statement, no big deal.
一下圣灵临到他了。
But suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon him.
他得到了大启示了。
He received a great revelation.
他对着主耶稣说。
He turned around and said to Jesus.
耶稣啊，你得过降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He said,When you return in your kingdom, please remember me.
他怎么会懂得主耶稣得过的事呢？
How could a robber who was dying understood the kingdom of the Lord?
他怎么懂得主耶稣第二次降临了？
How could he even know the Lord is coming back again?
圣灵给他大启示了。
It was a great revelation through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣，你得过降临了呀。
Oh, he said, you will return your kingdom.
你知道这句话不是光为他自己的。
So he is not saying that just for himself.
更为着主耶稣。
But more for the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣钉十字架。
Because Jesus was crucified.
一共六个小时。
It took 6 hours.
三个小时一个阶段。
The first 3 hours one stage.
头三个小时。
And in the first stage.
是受人给他的痛苦。
He received the torture from people.
人把一切的痛苦嫁给主。
And people were like torturing really badly. All they could come up with.
主表现得很从容。
Yet the Lord was very calm.
主啊，父啊，赦免他们。
He even said, Lord, Father, forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
中午是个分界线。
And noontime is the dividing line of the 6 hours.
过了中午后面三个小时。
After the noon.
神的审判临到了。
It came to the second stage. The
那是非常可怕的世界了。
And that comes the most dreadful time because that's the judgment of God. And you know, even Jesus was changed.
主祷告的话也改变了。
The words of his prayer changed.
我的神，我的神。
He said, Oh my God, my God.
为什么弃绝我？
Why have thou forsaken me?
主把我们全人类的罪放在他身上
了。Because at that time, God put all the sins of this world onto Jesus.
主一生称神为父了。
For all the days of his life, Jesus called Father God the Father.
一直是个那么慈爱的父。
And the loving Father to him.
现在不同了。
But suddenly he changed his way.
这种审判的神了。
He said, God of judgment.
当中那个强盗讲话了。
And in between these 3 hours, the robber said,
神安排这个强盗讲话。
And that was God's arrangement.
最后激励他的儿子。
To encourage Jesus Christ, his son.
因为主有两个不同的身份啊。
And because Jesus has 2 positions.
一面他绝对是神。
On one hand, he's absolutely God.
这一面主不需要激励。
And for God, he doesn't have to be encouraged.
不需要鼓励。
As God, he doesn't need encouragement.
另外一面他绝对是人。
But on the other hand, he's 100% man.
他为我们做榜样了。
He is an example for us.
他留下一个脚踪给我们的。
And he left for us his footsteps.
就教会2000年来跟随耶稣脚踪走。
And following these footsteps in the past 2,000 years is his church.
就占这个软弱人的地位。
When he was a man, he was weak.
用他完全血肉之身啊。
He was in his flesh.
就对抗撒旦的那么大的力量啊。
And facing the great power of devil.
在这两者之中，神安排一个强盗讲话了。
And right between these 2-3 hours, God spoke to the robber, encouraging him.
你要得过啊,
you will receive your kingdom after this. You will be in glory after this. Otherwise, how could that dying robber know about his kingdom coming? And that is the wonder of revelation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit opened that robber's eyes. That not only he's the Son of God, not only he's the Savior of all, he will complete his work. After that, he will have his kingdom. He will return in his glory. What a great revelation that is to the robber. And that revelation is given in between the 2-3 hours. What a great encouragement that was. So Jesus could go through that 3 hours. After the 3 hours, I will have my kingdom. I will be in my glory.
抢到讲完了这句话,
after the robber said that,
主耶稣没回答这两句话,
Jesus, how did he respond? He responded so well. He said, you don't have to wait until I have my kingdom. You don't have to wait until I return my glory. I
will
tell you the truth. You will be with me in paradise tonight. And this is the very first time Jesus mentioned paradise. And this place has a lot to do with us, children of God. What is paradise? On the cross,
最后他断气了,
Jesus died.
他的魂马上下到阴间了,
his soul went down to hell, to Hades, where he waged a huge warfare. And
the
Bible mentioned this warfare in many places.
我们的诗歌本里头有一首诗歌叫136首,
and hymn 136 talk about it too.
很少有的诗歌, 那么雄壮啊,
such a strong and powerful song.
就讲到,
it talks about the warfare in Hades. That where Jesus defeated the ruler of darkness.
And
all the power of darkness.
Hallelujah.
And he went through Hades the hell. And he came out of the gate of righteousness. And through the same gate, you and I who believe in Jesus shall go. And in the warfare in Hades, and Jesus occupied a big place. And that is called paradise. Therefore, after you and I die in this body, immediately we will enter into paradise, where we wait patiently, waiting for his second coming. We shall be risen together with him and enter into his glory together. How could that robber know about this? He said, remember me
求你纪念我,
when you come back in your kingdom.
这个不需要等我得国,
and the Lord said, don't have to wait
不需要等我降临,
until I come back in my kingdom.
今天晚上你要同我在乐园里了,
you will be with me in paradise tonight.
主马上要到迎接了,
Jesus knew he was going to hell right away, where he's going to win the biggest glory, victory. And that's where the victory of the Lord happened. The victory on the cross is smaller compared with the victory in hell. That is a great victory, where he defeated all the foes of darkness. He defeated all the power of Satan. Hallelujah. And hymn 136 talk about the victory in hell. And it was written by a female Christian. I was like, wow, what a great song written by a female Christian. And he bound up the ruler of darkness. He defeated the power of darkness.
主从阴间得胜,
Jesus won victory in hell.
那一节讲道的话对主的耳朵重要，音乐那么好听啊。
Therefore, while the robber's prayer was actually like music to the ears of the Lord, because you will have your kingdom soon.
你要降临了。
You will come back in glory.
主耶稣马上说，不要等到德国降临。
Jesus immediately responded, saying, "You don't have to wait for my return."
今天你要同我在乐园里了。
But today, you will be with me in paradise.
主为我们得着那个最大的一片土地。
And this is the greatest occupation Jesus did in hell for us.
对我们很重要，对不对？
Isn't that important to us?
大家听懂了没有？
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
除了来吃，我们都要死的，对不对？
You know, if Jesus delays his return, you and I will die in
flesh. 我们经过死亡。
We will pass through death of this body.
去更好的地方了。
In order to go to a better place.
主为我们预备乐园。
And he has prepared for us a paradise.
我们经过身体死亡去乐园。
Through the physical death of our body, we will enter into paradise. Where we wait for his return.
大家知道了这件事没有？
So is it clear to us now?
三圣殿乐园知道没有？
Do you understand?
你们都没表情。
The third heaven, the paradise.
你们知道没知道啊？
Do you get it?
啊啊。
Okay.
保罗就讲这两件事。
So Paul talked about these two places.
保罗被提到三层天
I was caught up to the third heaven
被提到乐园
And I was taken to paradise
保罗说一下这两件事呢
And he talked about these two places
他不是要为着讲这两件事
His purpose is not to talk about these two places
这不是两件大事啊
These are huge matters
保罗14年一个字都没讲过
In 14 years prior to that statement He didn't mention a word to anybody
保罗不提这两件事啊
He never mentioned this great revelation
现在来遇这件事了
But now he needs to mention this
那是去三层天的经历不能比的
Because he's going to talk about something even more important
去乐园的经历也不能比的
More important than third heaven and experience of seeing the paradise
什么经历能够超过三层天的经历呢
What is the experience or thing he was about to share that's more important than have third heaven and paradise
那超过乐园的经历呢
Far surpasses the experience of going to paradise
主因为他得的启示太大
He mentioned this thing He said because the revelation I got was so great
怕他过于自高啊
And I might become too proud or conceited
会骄傲了
I will be too proud
所以主把一个刺放在他身上
Therefore the Lord allowed a thorn to be put on my flesh
多少的仇敌他都不怕
You know Paul never was afraid of enemies
这一个刺把保罗打倒了
Yet this thorn on his fleshReally broke him.
好多弟兄们都在研究那个刺代表什么。
A lot of people try to figure out what was that thorn.
有些人说保罗身上的病。
Some say his physical illness.
保罗眼睛不好。
Because you know his vision was poor.
所以尤其他说，你们看我写的是何等的大。
That's why elsewhere in the Bible he said, "Look how big I make a writing."
我想不是眼睛的问题。
And I personally don't think it was the eye problem.
保罗这个人太刚强了。
He was such a strong man.
太勇敢了。
Such a courageous man.
这个人太有才华了。
Such a talented person.
学问也太大了。
And he was so well knowledge.
尤其他被审判的时候啊。
And one day I think he faced judgment.
亚基伯王对他讲啊。
When he was judged by the king at
the time. 保罗你学问太大叫你疯狂了。
Even the king says you are too well educated to the point you got crazy.
保罗真是个学问太大的人。
Indeed, he was well educated.
学尽当代学问啊。
He had learned all the knowledge of his time.
那么刚强的一个人。
He was such a strong person.
神有办法。
But God has a way to deal with him.
神把一个小小的事临到他。
And God allowed something seemingly small unto him.
用一个刺来代表。
Represented by a thorn.
叫这么刚强的保罗受不了。
And so this thorn weakened the strong Paul.
我们不必去猜这个刺是。
It's not important to figure out what that thorn is.
猜也猜不对的。
We probably can never guess the right anyway.
就是叫保罗受不了的事。
The point is that thorn really broke him down.
这么刚强的保罗。
Such a strong person as Paul.
三次求告主。
He prayed three times.
叫这个刺离开他。
Ask the Lord to remove this thorn.
保罗说主有没有把这个刺离开
？Did God agree to that prayer?
有没有说这件事
Did God do that for him?
主没有做、啊、
No, the Lord didn't do it
主对保罗讲的太好的话了
Instead, God said something even better
我的恩典够你用的
My grace is sufficient for you
我的能力
My power
要在人的软弱上显得完全
is made perfect in weakness
你们知道这句话多好吗
What a great saying that is
今天地上什么东西够用啊
So anything you can consider in this world
is sufficient.
Nothing is sufficient.
主的保罗说恩典够用。
Yeah, the Lord says, my grace is
sufficient. 我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力。
And my power.
在人的软弱上显得完全。
Is made perfect in weakness.
所以保罗不求主去掉这个刺。
Therefore, Paul no longer asked the Lord to remove it.
只要求主让他活在够用的恩典里面。
Instead, he said, let me live in your sufficient grace.
Hallelujah.
And for 2,000 years now,
我们千千万万的基督徒
many Christians
都要起来证明保罗的话
can testify together what
God
that God's grace is sufficient.
这句话不是对保罗一个人讲的
This is not just for Paul,
对所有神的儿女讲的
but to all the children of God.
我的恩典够用
God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
什么东西够我用
What is sufficient for us?
没有一件东西够用的
Nothing in this world is sufficient for us.
只有主的恩典
But the grace of God.
我经过一切的环境
We can go through all circumstances.
我经过一切的苦难
All kinds of sufferings.
我经过我的最不容易的事
My most difficult time.
什么事都不够用啊
Nothing seems to work or enough.
主的恩典永远够用
But God's grace always is enough.
主的恩典主的能力
And God's power
在人的软弱上显出来的
is made perfect in my weakness.
一个病人病得厉害
And person may be ill very badly.
要写明医生的本事啊
And sometimes it shows the ability of the doctor.
对不对
Right, our illness sometimes proves how capable the doctor is. Therefore, Jesus allows us to go through difficult times.
显明主的恩典能力
In order to prove His power and His grace is sufficient.
我从前做过个比方啊
I gave this example before.
好像一条船在海上行走
And a ship is sailing in the ocean.
不晓得前面有礁石啊
Not knowing there are rocks hidden in front.
啊一下出礁了
Suddenly it hit the rocks
船不前了
And it stuck
那是很危险的事
It is a very dangerous thing
船要毁掉的
Because they might just break the whole ship
船上的人都要死的
And people on board will die
那怎么办呢
So what do we do?
有两个办法可以用
There are two ways
一个办法
One
把礁石除掉
Is to chop away the rocks
这是一个办法
That's one way to do it
第二个办法
Second way
叫水增加
is to increase the water level.
叫水变深了。
If the water level increases,
这样船就从深水里面开过去了。
The ship can sail through deep water.
哪个办法好？
Which is a better way to solve the problem?
哪个办法好？
Which is better?
礁石除掉。
To chop off the rocks.
有点不可能的事。
It's kind of difficult.
也太危险的事
It's also dangerous
这礁石不容易除掉的
It's not easy at all
水加深了
That's when water increases
而船碰到深的水了
And the ship encountered deep water
一下就在深水里面平安开过去了
Very peacefully and naturally it can sail through
主讲的话就是个情形
And that's what Jesus was talking about
主不把那个刺去掉
The Lord does not take away the thorn in His flesh.
主告诉保罗，我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在你的软弱上显得完全。
And my power is made perfect in weakness.
保罗，我就夸我的软弱。
Therefore, Paul says, I will boast about my weakness.
主叫这个环境临到保罗。
And God allowed a certain circumstances to come upon him.There's no other purpose.
叫保罗更深经历主。
But allow him to experience God even more.
更深经历主的能力。
And to experience the power of God more.
主的能力无限。
And God has unlimited power.
主把生命增加了。
And instead God increases his life capacity.
主把能力增加了。
Increases power.
好像把水增加了。
It's like increase the water level for a wrecked ship.
那个船就自然开过去了。
And very naturally we go and sail.
这就是今天我们要讲的信息。
And this is the message of this morning.
保罗说我夸我的软弱。
Paul says, I boast about my weakness.
什么时候我软弱。
Because whenever I'm weak,
什么时候就刚强了
I am made perfect and strong
因为主的能力
Because The power of Christ.
要在我的软弱上显得完全。
It will be made perfect in my weakness.
这就为什么主叫我们神的儿女经历很多不顺利的环境。
That is why God allows us to go through a difficult time.
经历艰难的环境。
And an unsmooth circumstances.
经历我们自己没有办法的环境。
That's why God allows us to encounter things that we can't deal with our own natural strength.
经历我们清楚这件事啊。
So we have to understand.
主的心意。
God's heart
更深经历主的生命
is, He wants us to go deeper and experience Him more
更深经历主的自己
experience Him himself more
我的恩典够用
He said, My grace is sufficient for you
天下没有一件东西够用的
Nothing in this world is sufficient
只有主的恩典永远够用
Only God's grace is always sufficient
主的能力永远没有穷尽
And His power is without limit
在我艰难的环境中
In our difficult situation
生命增加
Our life grows
能力增加
Our power grows
这就是这里水增加的意思
And in the same way, like the water grows
我们从水里开过去了
So that we can sail through deeper water
更深经历主的能力了
And we experience God's power greater
更深经历主的恩典了
His grace more
保罗说夸我的软弱
So he said I boast more gladly my weaknesses
最后保罗这里以后加句大话
And at the end he said something really
主因着软弱被钉十字架
That he was crucified in weakness
凭神的大能永远活着
Yet he lives by the power of God
我们的主钉十字架的主
Our Lord is the Lord that crucified
十字架是个大的胜啊
He was crucified and he won victory
主从死里复活了
And he resurrected from the dead
主是教会的元首
He is the head of his church
带领整个教会
He will lead his entire church
教会两千年到今天了
It's been over 2,000 years
教会从来没经过好的时代
And you know, church never had a good time
在全地球绝大多数地方教会人就在逼迫的里面
And in, even now most of the places church is still under persecution
在艰难的里面
Church live in difficulty
显明主是复活救主
In order to prove that our Lord is a risen Lord
不是现在在钉十字架
Our Lord is not being crucified now
主已经复活了
He is risen from the dead
我们信为复活的主
And we believe in a resurrected Lord
称的死亡
He has
conquered
death until forever
知不知道我们信为复活的主
Do you know we believe in a risen Lord
主把整个死亡吞下去了
Do you know the Lord swallowed death entirely
我们神的儿女遇见的环境
Therefore the encounter we have
小小的事
They are considered trivial
主的恩典绝对够用
In which We'll have sufficient grace from God.
主的能力永远够用。
His power is always sufficient.
要在我们每一个经历当中。
In every circumstance.
显明主的无穷生命。
He wants to prove his unlimited life.
经历主的无穷大能。
And take us through so that we can experience his great power.
今天我在这里和弟兄姊妹讲这个话。
And I'm telling you this today.
我和你们彼此劝勉。
Meaning to encourage one another.
都来学习听主的话。
So that we all learn to listen to the word.
主的恩典够我使用。
Knowing that his grace is sufficient for me.
对保罗讲的。
He said that to Paul.
对全教会讲的。
Saying that to the entire church.
对每一个神的儿女讲的。
To every child of his.
什么东西够用。
So what is sufficient?
主的恩典永远够用。
God's grace.
什么东西没有穷尽
What is without limitation?
主的能力没有穷尽
God's power
主就把死亡都吞了
He has swallowed up death
我们遇见的小小的环境对主来说真的是没有什么
So why it is difficult any of our circumstances is
今天主在我们里面
Because he lives in us now
我们信的是复活基督
And we believe in the risen Lord
主已经复活了
He is risen
主的恩典永远够用
Therefore his grace is sufficient
主的能力 在我们每一个软弱上显得完全。
And his power is made perfect in all our weaknesses.
我们经过我们所有的环境。
Therefore, let us go through our daily circumstances.
经历主的无穷生命。
And experience the unlimited power and life of the Lord.
经历主的无穷的恩典。
His sufficient grace.
也经历主的无穷大能。
And his great power.
在我们人生很小的事上。
In every big and small things in our lives,
经历为复活救主,
we need to experience this risen Lord,
有大能的救主,
this Lord of power.
好, 我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song together.
这首诗歌是很有名的诗歌啊。
The song we sang earlier, is very famous.
戴德圣利用在世上最喜欢唱的诗歌。
And this song favored by Brother Hudson Taylor.
好, 我们唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this together.